Wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. In today's episode, we take a quick look at Zoho's latest milestone, with the Indian SaaS leader crossing 100 million users. But first, a few headlines. Hero Motor Corp will invest up to 550 crore rupees in a rights issue of Aether Energy Private Limited, the Indian two-wheeler giant told the stock exchanges on September 4th in a statement. Hero Motor Corp was already the largest shareholder at Aether, owning about a third of the Bengaluru-based electric scooter maker. Aether had been looking to raise more money through the VC route and become a unicorn, but that has been difficult in the current funding environment. Atomic Work, a cloud software provider of productivity software, has raised $11 million in seed funding led by Bloom Ventures and Matrix Partners, TechCrunch reports. Storm Ventures, Neon Fund, and angel investors also participated, according to TechCrunch. Atomic Work was founded last year by Vijay Rayapati, Kiran Darisi, and Parasuram Vijay Sankar. Rayapati had sold his previous company Minjar to Nutanix in 2018. Kiran and Vijay Sankar are former employees of Freshworks. Richard Lobo, an executive vice president and former head of human resources at Infosys, has resigned, marking the latest in a series of top-level exits at the company, Money Control reports. Lobo had moved to a special projects team under CEO Salil Parekh after another executive, Sushant Tharappan, was appointed as the head of HR last month, according to Money Control. Now in One Thing Today, Zoho, India's biggest cloud software company, has surpassed 100 million users, the Chennai to California company said in a press release. Zoho says it is the first bootstrapped SaaS company to reach this milestone. Last year, the company hit $1 billion in annual recurring revenues, and Zoho is one of a handful of SaaS companies in India that are profitable. Started more than 25 years ago, the company's growth over the last 15 years, with the rise of the cloud computing model, has taken it from 1 million users in 2008 to 100 million today. The latest 50 million users were added within the past 5 years, according to Zoho. And the company sells more than 55 products to over 700,000 businesses in some 150 countries, according to its press release. "We are not done yet," co-founder and CEO Sridhar Vembu said in the release. The company has an innovation pipeline covering the next 10 years, and it is investing in deep technologies with the aspiration of serving billions of users around the world, he said. Zoho defines mid-market customers as companies with 250 employees each, and those with 1,000 or more workers as classic enterprise or the upmarket segment. India shows a significant presence of enterprise customers adopting Zoho, CMO Praval Singh had said in an interview with Forbes India in June this year. In the SaaS business, larger customers mean more users and increased complexity, resulting in higher revenue per customer. The upmarket segment contributes over half of Zoho's business in India and a third of its entire business. As its products matured, larger businesses adopted its solutions. This led Zoho to establish dedicated teams with expertise in serving large companies. "We also developed an interoperable ecosystem, enabling easy integration with third-party applications through APIs, connectors, and partnerships," Praval had said in that interview. To cater to larger enterprises, the company launched the Zoho Marketplace, which has more than 1,800 extensions and garners some 30,000 monthly installations. In 2018, Zoho introduced an enterprise business solutions team as trusted partners, offering assistance in digital transformation projects from consulting to implementation and training. Zoho has focused on helping large enterprises streamline and optimize their technology stacks, addressing challenges such as integration, data silos, scalability, and flexibility. By helping customers overcome these obstacles, Zoho has played a meaningful role in supporting their growth and progress over the years, Praval says. India is one of the fastest growing markets for Zoho, where the company has witnessed 3-year compounded annual growth of 65% in its upmarket segment. Customers in India include the financial company IIFL, Big Basket, and Tata Play Fiber. Zoho's upmarket growth in India is led by sectors such as banking, financial services and insurance, manufacturing, retail, fast-moving consumer goods, pharmaceuticals, and IT. The company has collaborated with government departments and public sector units to support their digitalization efforts and contribute to the modernization of the public sector. To cater to the specific needs of large organizations and enhance customer experience, Zoho has expanded its presence in India by hiring customer-facing teams and opening offices in major cities such as Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Bengaluru, and Hyderabad. Overall, the company aims to make its software ever more easy to use around the world by focusing on extensibility, usability, packaging, and go-to-market solutions. That's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts at ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.